we have played a key role behind the scenes in shaping this. It's right that we do so because it's in all of our interest, including our own national interest, that we move to a lasting peace in the region.
Well, when you say behind the scenes, like what? I mean, it seems to everybody else in the world that this has been done by Trump and the Israelis and Hamas. What part did we play?
These are complex matters of diplomacy that we are involved in, but we do welcome and recognise the critical role that the American government played in moving us to this point. What matters now, of course, is how we move beyond this immediate end to the war, moving towards that lasting peace that we all want to see. And that is why we have recognised a Palestinian state, but why alongside that, we're committed to making sure that a safe and secure Israel endures.
The reason I ask this is because, as you say, we recognise a Palestinian state. Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, said that actually made it more difficult to land the deal. What's really going on here? I mean, was that some sort of clever strategic double bluff? I mean, the Americans say we made it more difficult. You're saying that we played this key part. What's true?
Well, we believed as a government that it was the right thing to do to recognise the Palestinian state because of the way in which the conflict had developed over the last 2 years, that if that hadn't happened, we would be in a position where there would no longer be that viable option of a Palestinian state.
But the Israelis were furious with us. The Americans said that we actually hampered the deal. What was the positive role that we played?
It was the right thing to do, and we will always act as a government in that manner. I do obviously understand that not everyone agrees with that decision, but given the scale of the conflict and what needed to happen, we felt it was the right thing to do to recognise that Palestinian state. But I should also just emphasise that the reason this conflict, of course, this phase of the conflict has begun or began was following the appalling events, the appalling atrocities of the 7th of October. And as we, over the course of the next 24 hours, what we all want to see are as many hostages as possible released home to their families and those brought home.